Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello, Justin.
Hello, Diana. It's Thursday.
Yes, theme Thursday.
Theme Thursday, and our theme is customer service.
Okay.
You know, we've all wanted to either reach through the computer or reach through a phone and probably strangle someone who works for a company at one time or another because of bad customer service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there is some exceptionally good customer service out there, and one of those places would be Amazon.
Yes. Generally, I have great experience with Amazon.
Right, exactly. And they're really known for their customer service. Now, it's not that you can actually call them, because you really can't call them and talk to someone. But if you're, you know, internet savvy and savvy enough to be using Amazon, you can speak with customer service pretty easily through chat.
Right.
And they respond very quickly. So they're known for their good customer service. And of course, they have services like Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah, we love that one.
Which is really great. You pay, you know, a membership by the year and you get unlimited free two-day shipping.
Right. Now, I remember when this first came out, we were a little skeptical.
Right. I was very skeptical, as I usually am of most anything. I finally, you know, got on board after seeing it work for someone else. Well, actually, two or three people, I think, had to actually tell me about it. Then I had to see it working. But it really does work. And they get things to you for that annual membership price. You get, you know, so if you buy a lot of things online, if you don't shop, you know, because you can buy anything at Amazon. You can buy groceries even. So you can get everything in 2 days. Now, they are, you know, they are working in major cities already with an overnight or even same day guaranteed delivery from an Amazon fulfillment center. So if you're in a major city, you actually can get your order the same day you place it.
Wow.
Which is really crazy. You know, obviously, and we can't do that in rural America. But soon, apparently,
this is exciting.
In 4 or 5 years, they've just announced that they're hoping to launch this new delivery service for Amazon Prime Air is what it's called.
Now listen to this.
And this is no joke. This is serious.
This is crazy.
It is very interesting.
So they are planning within 4 to 5 years, like you said, to make deliveries within 30 minutes of an online purchase.
Right, and you're thinking, how is that even remotely possible? Well, it's not possible right now.
Right, so 4 to 5 years out. So how do they plan to do that?
Well, they plan to use drones to fly products that are 5 pounds or less from one of the 96 warehouse locations to the purchase location, because they do have warehouses in every state.
Yeah.
And huge. They're huge fulfillment centers that have most everything that you would want. And if it's 5 pounds or less, they're actually going to fly it via drone. Now, I'm very skeptical.
This sounds a little scary.
Well,
but fun.
You know, I'm very skeptical of this, honestly, because any time that you start talking about implementing something so radical as, you know, things flying through the air, there's a lot of oversight that has to be done.
Right. And so they haven't fully tested it.
No. And it hasn't even come up for any sort of approval through the FAA.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the FAA will have them tied up in paperwork for probably 10 years.
Yes.
But it's something interesting that they're actually trying to do. Now, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO, says, of course, like I just said, the hardest part here is putting in all the redundancy because they want to make sure it won't land on someone's head, which is true. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I personally think while it's no joke, he's saying this is something I'd love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, these really powerful CEOs, visionaries actually kind of challenge the government to say, what will you let us do?
Mm.
So that's kind of an interesting thing. So
I'm anxious to see.
Yeah. So there's some possibly really amazing customer service unless it lands on your head. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.